the Grillin' Guys.
Welcome back. It is the Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network, on the Michigan Talk Network, on the internet. You can go to thegrillinguys.com. You can stream us. You can go to thegrillinguys.com and you can download our show for your iPhone. You can go to the iPhone Mac store, Apple store, and just punch in The Grillin' Guys. We'll send this show right to your phone every week.
You can even find us on YouTube.
Yeah, audio. There you go. We're going to do, and there's going to be more of that coming up. That's for sure.
All right. Hey, I'm smelling a little Cajun in the studio here, Bob.
That's because we got T-Gid on the line. Boy, you smell that boy a mile away, even a thousand. What's up, buddy?
Good morning, gentlemen. How y'all doing?
I'm just so excited that your sauce is out now, and I'm sure I'll get a notification from UPS pretty soon that there's a package coming to my house.
I'm sending you some love tomorrow, bro.
I know. That's going to be so great. So tell us what you did.
Well, with the Gator Mojo, that's the name of the new hot sauce. It's a companion product of our Cajun seasoning, Extra Cajun. That's no E, X-T-R-A, Cajun.com. And it just kind of works hand in hand, guys. You know, I mean, if you're sitting down at your grandfather's table, you know, you're going to have a bottle of Cajun seasoning, and you're definitely going to have a bottle of some sort of hot sauce. And my grandfather, his love for food was pretty much unparalleled, and he was an awesome cook.
And he was Percy, right?
He was Percy Guidry, yeah, the man, the myth, the legend.
The name of Keith and Greg's company is the Percy Guidry Company.
And, yeah, he's one of my heroes.
Yeah.
And yes, so he had that hot sauce, and it's not, you know, a lot of people, there's a bunch of different hot sauces out there in the market. We know that.
Oh, yeah.
And this is just, it embodies the true Cajun persona
I'm
and flavor.
I'm so excited.
In that it's not too hot, but robust in flavor.
I'm so excited. That's just absolutely fantastic. I love your rub, Extra Cajun. Rub is just good for a million things, and it is not too spicy, and it's bringing back the I'd say the trueness of what Cajun cooking is, and getting rid of that misnomer that Cajun food is too hot.
Yeah, I mean that's why we came out with it, Bob. You know, I mean, I travel the country and I do a lot of Cajun cooking, and when I cook, I offer it to people that have never maybe had what I'm offering, and they're like, well, what is that? And I said, it's like crawfish étouffée, some famous Cajun dish. And they're like, oh, I can't eat Cajun food. And I'm thinking they got an allergy to shellfish or something. And I said, well, what, you're allergic? And they're like, no, it's too spicy. And I'm like, you see, that's the problem.
Yeah.
That's the problem. I mean, I don't know what you've been eating, but it's not Cajun.
It's wrong.
And if they're calling it Cajun, it's wrong.
Right. Well, there are some legends of a certain Cajun traveling around the country and then telling the cook he didn't know what the hell he was doing. So I won't get into those, but they're pretty funny stories. So how can somebody buy this? What are you calling this, Extra?
Oh, the hot sauce is called Gator Mojo.
Spell that. Spell it, because it's unusual.
Like a gator, G-A-T-O-R and M-O... dash J-E-A-U-X.
That's so funny.
But if you can get it on you can get it on Amazon, you just type in Extra Cajun, X-T-R-A Cajun, and it should come up. It comes up as a package of two. You don't pay shipping, and it ships right to your door.
That's wonderful. Yeah.
$11.99 for two bottles. A great deal.
Hey, T-Good, in all your travels, have you ever been ice fishing?
Dude, no, I haven't. Man, you going to invite me, brother?
Come on up, man. You bring the seasonings. I'll show you how to catch the fish.
Well, I'll take you up on that, and I understand a little birdie told me you might be making a little pilgrimage down here to the south, and I want to entertain you as well, my friend.
Oh, no, I get around.
No, that's Jop that's going to do that.
Job.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry.
So you on Toledo Bend? Is that where your fishing place is? Your duck hunting?
Yeah, we got a little place out on the reservoir. It's on the Texas-Louisiana border.
You don't get ice on that lake?
No, we get a little snow sometimes, but definitely no ice, my friend. If you want ice, you have to dump your ice chest in the cove and fish with the ice cubes or something.
Well, that might be a new sport, Chaz.
Yeah, but it's kind of hard to walk on.
It is. Unless you're Jesus.
Yeah, I'm not that holy.
Awesome. So tell me, what does this new hot sauce, what's the flavor in terms of, like, I'm a huge habanero fan, and I like habanero for the flavor.
Right.
I love chipotle for the flavor, which is a roasted jalapeno.
Yep.
Or chipotle, I think it's actually said. But I love roasted jalapeno. I love roasted habanero. I get tricked into eating ghost peppers from time to time, and I just because I don't want my man card getting clipped like Chaz keeps threatening to do. But what would you say the profile of yours is? Is it a chili? Is it a what type of pepper?
No, it's actually made with a cayenne pepper, like Tabasco is made with a Tabasco pepper.
Right.
So from a Scoville unit, you know, it's not as hot as a Tabasco sauce, but it still has a little kick. And
so you can put a lot on it.
So you
can put a lot on your whatever you're eating and get the flavor out of it and not, you know, totally ruin your taste buds.
Exactly. And it's like my best friend says, man, your sauce is smooth. Not smooth, smooth. You can put it on a cracker and not burn your palate.
You can throw
it in some rice and gravy, gumbo, whatever you want to jazz up, and it doesn't overpower the flavor of your dish.
You're going to ruin the word Cajun by doing all this. You know that.
No, I'm trying to make Cajun great again, bro. I'm like, I don't know what the acronym is.
Make Cajun great again. I love it.
Yeah, right.
I love it. And you're not tired of winning either, are you?
I'm not tired of winning, and we are winning, brother. And what you'll find if you go on our website, we got some really great, those two great products, you know, the seasoning and the hot sauce, but we got some really cool apparel, some extra Cajun hats and shirts and koozies and beanies. You know, you guys, you get cold weather up there. We got some ski knit caps made in the United States, and they're really cool. So we're actually selling more apparel than we are the product, equal amounts, because people love Cajuns, baby.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, make sure and give your bride a hug for me. And
she loves you.
She's such a wonderful lady. She's and you've got a new house. I haven't been to where you're living now, but
you're welcome anytime.
She's very gracious.
We got the barbecue Bob suite ready for you whenever you're ready to come.
I just wish I could bring Cowboy Rob with me.
Yeah, I know. What a gem of a guy.
I told you I had Coach on the show a couple weeks ago, Vermeil.
No, I did not know that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And Rob, of course, was friends with Dick, and that's how I got introduced to him. And I don't know, that was a special dude. In the barbecue world, not many people like Rob Russell in terms of the family, La Familia, you know, the group of bros who really hang out and I'd say are people you want to be with, not just people that think they have a name, but people you want to be with. That's the difference.
Right.
There's people out there that want to have a name, and then there's people that you just want to be with because they're for real.
Yeah, they make you feel better about yourself just being in the conversation with them.
Yeah.
You're like that, Bob. You make me want to be a better man.
You are a better man. That's great. Well, listen, T-Gid, it's so great for you to join us, and I hope you go ice fishing soon.
Well, I'm coming, and I appreciate you guys, everything you do, educating the public about good barbecue and seasonings and sauces and all that stuff. And I'll be sending that care package up to you really soon, my friend.
You know I got a bunch of bedrooms, and if you bring Jennifer, you can stay for free.
Oh, we're coming. We've never been to Michigan. I'm coming.
All right. There you go. Hey, we got to take a break. You've been listening to The Grilling Guys on The Grilling Guys Talk Network. We'll be back. Boy.